Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Nas'al tawbata wal maghfirata wal hidayata innahu at-tawwabur rahim. Wa'fu anna ya kareem. Mahsudina bi fadlika ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafız ya Allah. Elbir Allah, elahir Allah, elzahir Allah, elbatin Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya seyyidel evveline vel ahirin. İşverena ya şefi'el müzidin. Bir rahmetike ya erhamer rahimin. Kalallahu ta'ala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnna izzeteşşuhuri indallahi esna eşere şehren. Fî kitâbullâhi yevme halekal semâvâti vel arza minhâ arbaatun hurûm sadakallâhu lezîm. Allah-u Teâlâ sizindi Kur'an-ı Lezîm. Surely the number of months with Allah is 12 months by Allah's ordinance. Since He has created the heavens and earth, of these, four are sacred, during which fighting is prohibited, and the four sacred months are Muharram, Rajab, Zilqa'dah, and Zilhijjah. And we are, alhamdulillah, in the month of Muharram, which is the first month of the lunar year calendar. May this new year bring wisdom and unity. Strength and peace to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
On the 10th of Muharram, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the Jews in Medina were fasting. And he asked them, on what occasion were they fasting? And they said that they were fasting to celebrate the victory of Moses and the Jews over the armies of Pharaoh, which Allah had drowned in the Red Sea. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that day, we have the right more than you do to fast. And he ordered the Muslims to fast the 9th, that is to say today, of Muharram, to separate us from the Jews. And according to a hadith related by Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anh, Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem says, to fast during the day of the eve of the 10th of Muharram, and to make a special prayer which consists of 4 rakat and one recites 51 times Surah Ikhlas after Fatiha at each rakat, and at the end of the prayer makes 70 salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith which Abu Huraira relates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that that fast is as good as the fast of Ramadan, and that prayer is as good as our first prayer. And in the hadith which Hadith Ibn Abbas is relating, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if today we would pass the day fasting and pray in addition to our prayers, that extra prayer, that Allah Ta'ala will reward us as if we have passed 60 years fasting and praying, and He will give us the reward which is due to thousand martyrs. It is also said that if one would show compassion to an orphan child or a poor child and satisfy his or her needs and caress his or her head, that Allah Ta'ala will increase your station in paradise as many as the hair on the head of the child. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he heard these words spoken by Rasulullah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what makes this day, the 10th of Muharram, superior to all other days? And the answer of Rasulullah again is related by Hazrat Ibn Abbas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has created the arsh and the kursi and the levh-i mahfuz and the kalam and the nur-i muhammadi on the 10th of Muharram. Allah has created Gabriel, Jabrail alayhi salam, and all other angels on that day. Heaven and all galaxies and this world has been created on that day. The first rain fell on the earth on that day. He created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and forgave his sin on that day. Hazrat Ibrahim was born on that day, and Allah Ta'ala saved him from the Nimrod's fire on that day, and he stopped the sacrifice of Hazrat Ismail on that day. He cured the sickness of Hazrat Ayyub on that day, and he has forgiven the sin of Hazrat Dawood on that day. He has given the kingdom to Hazrat Sulaiman on that day, and on that day the bark of Hazrat Noah sat on Mount Jida safely, and he saved Hazrat Musa from the armies of the Pharaoh on that day, and it was on that day that he raised Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to the second heaven, saving him from the Romans and the end of the world will happen on the 10th of Muharram, said Rasulullah to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And it is also said that on that day, if you would take a total ablution, that you would be prevented to catch sicknesses except the sickness which may be causing your death. I'm sorry that I should have announced this last Friday, so some of us are fasting this day and we are going to do that prayer this evening, and we are having an iftar this evening. Those of you who are fasting, you are welcome to the iftar tonight and participate with the prayer with us. But for the Muslims, although we realize the importance of the 10th of Muharram, and celebrate Allah Ta'ala's generosity upon the world and upon the humankind for Muslims, this day is also a day of mourning. On the 61st year of Hijri, Hazrat Hussein, the beloved son, grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked by the people of Iraq to come and save him from the tyranny which some of the Muslim lands have fallen in the hand of tyrant rulers. Almost everybody in Medina Munawwara, including his own family, his own sister, his own daughter, begged Hazrat Hussein not to go to Iraq. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, oh my brother, said she, I fear what happened to our father and to your brother is going to happen to you if you go to Iraq. Hazrat Ibn Abbas himself told him not to do it, because he said that I fear that you and your family will fall either prisoner or martyrs in the hands of these people. But in spite of all this advice, he rode his horse and he took quite a lot of people, all of them members of Ahlul Bayt Mustafa, and he went to a place called Karbala, where he found himself surrounded by 4,000 armed men, including almost all of the people who have asked him to come to save them. And he had his baby in his arm and he addressed them. He said, Ya Ibadallah, don't you know me? I am the grandson of our Prophet. I am the son of Hazrat Ali Karamallah Vajtahu and Hazrat Fadima Radiallahu Anha. What have I done to you that you want to revenge? You invited me to come here to help you, and here I am. The answer was an arrow which came and killed the babe in his arms. At this point, he pulled out his sword, and those amongst them who are capable to fight, they started to fight the 4,000 men. And he was killing them one after another. When he heard the sound this, letting this word of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Hussein, I have sent you there to be a martyr, and you are behaving like a warrior and like a hero. At that point, he fell down. He had 73 wounds on his blessed body. They cut his blessed head and made it shown all around the Islamic world. And while all this was going on, those people who mercilessly were massacrating the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were telling to each other, let's hurry, we are going to miss our noon prayer. All these thousands of years, this did not finish. There had been Hazrat Hussein so many times, and there had been the people of Yazid so many times, all the way to our time. With shame and tears, that religion which Allah Ta'ala says is His religion, that religion which is so pure and so valuable and so beautiful, has been used so awfully and so mercilessly to tyrannize, to violate, and to destroy. But against them, there always was also Hazrat Hussein. So today, with tears in our eyes, we celebrate the fact that on the day of Yom Kippur, the callers we will hear, bow your heads, the beloved of Rasulullah, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, will be patting them And there will be Hazrati Fatima with the bloody shirt of Hazrati Hussein in one hand and with the cup of poison which killed Hazrati Hassan on the other hand, will come facing Allah Ta'ala and ask for justice. And at that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Fatima, we do not ask for revenge. We have been called Rahim, Fuad. Ya Fatima, do not forget that we and my people, we do not leave the ones who leave us. We feed the ones who leave us hungry and thirsty, and we forgive the ones who tyrannize us. Said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala has ordered his angels to feed water from the Kawthar to the murderers of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein. Ya Rabbi, we have passed so many trials during our history. But as long as the tree of Islam has its roots firmly on the ground, whenever its branches were chopped off, it was as if a beautiful fruit tree which is being pruned. It flourished very quickly back in shape and bore beautiful fruit. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad. On the occasion of this holy day of the 10th of Muharram, change the minds and the hearts of the ones who have distorted the messages of Allah Ta'ala and the principles of Islam, and we have become tyrants. And the rest of us, Ya Rabbi, give us the strength to be able to actualize what your beloved has said, that when a Muslim still sees a tyranny, he is obliged to change it with his hands. And if he is incapable of stopping that tyranny with his hands, then he should speak against it and talk against it with his tongue. And if he cannot do that either, he should shed tears and beg Allah Ta'ala like we do today. Ya Rabbi, change the way of the tyrant. Change the hatred into love. Change the violence into beauty and peace. Ya Rabbi, bless Islam with intelligence. and beauty and kindness and peace. Amen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us from a dirty drop of water and given us the beautiful shape of the human being. Ya Rabbi, we were nude and hungry, you fed us and you dressed us. We didn't know how to walk or how to talk. You taught us how to talk and how to walk. You have given us two servants, devoted, namely our parents. And you have satisfied all our needs before we even recognized that we needed them. But your greatest gift, Ya Rab, is you blessed us with Iman, and with Islam, and with Ihsan. And you have brought us the one whose life you created first, your best creation, your beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as our murshid, as our example, as our prophet, as our intercessor, for all those things and more that we cannot possibly count, O Lord, you have found us, shepherd. And indeed, it was Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu who prayed to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, you have blessed me with all and found me faithless at ease. And sometimes you tested me a little, and you found me without patience at ease. But Ya Rabbi, neither have you increased your punishment, because you found me thankless, nor have you increased your test, because you have found me on patience. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us among your thankful servants.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us among your patient servants.
Amen.
Amen. You will be the Amen.